crash my party of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
WIRI 105.5 FM, Wisconsin Rapids.
It is going to be mostly cloudy this morning through about midday, and then we will gradually clear out this afternoon. Our high 57 with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 38. Tomorrow, sun in the morning, a few more clouds in the afternoon. Warmer 68 by Thursday. Scattered showers, maybe a thunder shower with a high near 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
Good morning from the Sunrise Show. Time for a little coffee, conversation, and country right here at Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show, proudly brought to you from the Ground Up Coffee Shop. Go visit our friends at 250 West Grand Avenue right here in Wisconsin Rapids. They're opening their doors real soon. Got your host James behind the mic. Thanks for joining me, everybody. We got good stuff lined up for you today. We're going to get into our National Day of Calendar in a moment. We'll also get into a bit of a country music history. Got some requests for you lined up. All that coming up in the next hour. Right now, we're going to kick things off with Jelly Roll, one of the bigger names out there right now. And this is kind of interesting. Jelly Roll's tattoos are almost as famous as he is, which is why he found it strange when Jelly said he, quote, regrets 98% of his tattoos, almost all of them. It does make sense, though, when you dive into his backstory. A lot of his tattoos came from his very troubled upbringing, being in and out of jail. He said they're rooted in his life when he was 17, and now, quote, I'm 40, and I'm like, what the blank was I thinking? He admitted that most of his tattoos he gets nowadays are either cover-ups or a tour tattoo. He loves the camaraderie of everyone getting a tattoo together, and he said that he probably won't stop, but he has so many bad tattoos that he wants to fix a lot of them. He recently added a picture of the Nashville skyline on his neck, and it was to cover up a tattoo that was supposed to say surviving the struggle, but they forgot the T, so it said surviving the struggle, which is a whole different thing, I imagine. If you're thinking about getting a tattoo, Jelly has some advice for everyone. He said, don't just think about what you're tattooing on your body, think about who is tattooing on your body. Spend as much money as you can on the greatest artist you can afford. If you can't afford the artist you want right now, start putting money in a coffee can, until you can. Do not cheap yourself, or else you might end up with surviving the struggle, as well. It's a really cool interview that he did too. There's this great article, on GQ that he did with an interview with them, and think whatever you will about GQ. I don't really care much about their style or any of that stuff. They do some really good reporting, really good interviewing, and get artists to ask questions that not everybody does. I don't like a lot of people have talked to Jelly Roll about his tattoos. Nobody's really gotten this from him, and I've got about 7 tattoos. And thankfully, don't regret any of them, but that's because one of them was a cover-up. So, and I'm very fortunate. I here in Wisconsin Rapids, we have Images and Ink. Good morning to them. Dan and Dawn over there, I went to school with Dawn, and she's the best tattoo artist I know, and she does all my work. But that's a connection. I'm fortunate to have that. If you don't have that, and you've ever wanted to get a tattoo, my dad has never had any ink, but he has talked about it, you know, every once in a while, and he's in his 60s now, and every once in a while it still comes up. You gotta just go to somebody that you trust and talk to people you trust. If you don't know a tattoo artist, talk to people you trust, and maybe they know somebody. There's good really good artists out there. And there's nothing wrong with getting work ink done. It's, you know, like he says, go, you be picky about the artist. It's not just, everybody thinks it's just knowing what you want to get tattooed. The artist is just as important as what you want to get done. That's a cool interview. You can catch the whole interview. And there's a couple of other pieces from it that we'll pull coming up here in the next week or so. But yeah, you can find that full article at GQ.com. Taking a look at our National Day of Calendar for this April 9th, 2024. It is National Name Yourself Day. Yeah. This is a day to reinvent your reinvention by trying on a new name for size. Studies show there's a link between someone's name and their personalities. Social scientists call this phenom the Dorian Gray effect, named after Oscar Wilde's famous picture of Dorian Gray, of course, referring to an internal factors that can shape people. In the novel, Dorian Gray remains youthful and beautiful, but his portrait takes on a more hideous appearance. Outside the story, factors such as personality, self-perception, and social outlook can influence an individual, though probably not as drastic as Dorian's condition. But what's in a name? Do you like your name? Yeah, there's a lot to be said for that. It took me a long time to like my name. I've always been proud of my name because I'm the fourth James, and it was handed down from my first ancestors in this country. But, you know, being honest, it's, to me, kind of a boring name. So I could see that. I could see that. What would you change your name to? 715-423-1055. 423-1055. What would you change your name to? What options do you like out there? My dad wanted to call me Vincenzo. That's what my dad wanted to name me. Even though I'm named after him, he didn't want to name me James. Vincenzo. I don't know, as much as I like that name, I'm not sure I'm a Vincenzo. I'm not sure. But what would you like to name yourself? Give us a call. Let us know. Or hit me up at james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. That's a great way to send us a request as well. Got a couple of those coming up. And today, most importantly, is National Former Prisoner of War Recognition Day. And there was a proclamation from the White House released just yesterday. I'm just going to read the opening paragraph from this. On this day, we honor the more than 500,000 brave patriots who sacrificed their freedom as prisoners of war, risking their own safety for the safety of their fellow Americans. We recommit to fulfilling our country's one truly sacred obligation to prepare and equip those we send into harm's way and to care for them and their families when they return home and when they do not. It's a really, really well-written, I think, piece from the White House, and I encourage you to check it out. This is not a political thing. This isn't about if you voted for the president or not or anything. When I think of war, when I think of our soldiers, I don't think of their political parties. And I don't care, to be honest. I don't care about any of your political parties. I barely care about my own. You should care about who you're voting for. You should care about politics, but you shouldn't make it your personality. And when it comes to supporting our soldiers, there's no situation that I don't. And I'm not thankful for it, regardless of how you feel about a war they're in or anything like that. That's your business. What they're doing is giving you the chance to be able to have that business. And when it comes to POWs, it's a day to remember, be day to be thankful, be appreciative. National POW MIA, a couple of things to keep in mind if you don't know. The flag, if you happen to have one or see one, this flag was recognized first in 1990, and the flag should fly below, not be larger than the United States flag. It is generally flown immediately below or adjacent to the United States flag as second in order of precedence. And that is, in doing that, you are giving respect to those POWs, to those MIA soldiers. And really, there should be only, you know, I know we put up our sports teams and stuff, and there's still some knuckleheads out there who apparently want to have, other flags up and everything. But there is no flag, and there should be no higher flag to you as an American than the American flag. Not the Confederate flag. You got Southern ties. That's one thing. I am curious to know how Southerners feel about seeing Northerners with Confederate flags. I am a little curious about that. None of your hate speech or hate flags or anything like that. Nothing should be higher than the American flag. You don't agree with that? We're going to have some disagreements then. Born on this day, as we look into our day in country music history, born on this day in 1932, the king of rockabilly, Mr. Carl Perkins. American musician who recorded most notably at Sun Records Studios in Memphis, Tennessee, is known for his song Blue Suede Shoes. Perkins' songs were recorded by many artists, Elvis, the Beatles, Jimi Hendrix, Johnny Cash. A lot of greats. Born on this day in 1953 in Greenwich, New York, Hal Ketchum, legendary country singer-songwriter. His 1991 album, Past the Point of Rescue, is his most commercially successful, having been certified gold between 1991 and 2006. Ketchum scored 17 entries on the Hot Country Songs charts. On this day in 1969, Bob Dylan released his ninth studio album, Nashville Skyline, which embraced country music. 27 minutes long, it was liner notes by Johnny Cash, who was also on the album. At the time of the release, it was dismissed by some critics as lightweight and not country enough. And who is Bob Dylan to be doing country? Huh, where does this sound familiar? Why does that seem familiar to me? Huh, that's it's from 1969 even. And on this day in, where is this? Yes, in 1998, a public tribute memorial service for Tammy Wynette was held at Nashville Ryman Auditorium, featuring performances by Randy Travis, Lori Morgan, Rudy Gatlin, The Judds, and Dolly Parton, who performed I Will Always Love You. And on this day in 2013, Brad Paisley released his ninth studio album, Wheelhouse. The album debuted at number one in the Billboard Top Country Album charts, becoming Paisley's seventh number one album. Or you know we're going to play something off it. Here is Mr. Paisley, Beat This Summer, right off that Wheelhouse album. On Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show, brought to you proudly from the Ground Up Coffee Shop.
Streets and these docks, but the sun keeps setting, the days go fast, and the sand on the beach is like an hourglass, and I can just feel it all slipping away, and babe, I can already say that as long as I live, whatever I do, as great as it is, you know what's a bummer, I ain't ever gonna beat this summer with you. Tan line anywhere. Maybe I know that it ain't over yet, so let's make the most of what we have left. But it's hard living for this moment we're in, and knowing it's all gonna end.
And as long as I live, whatever I do, as great as it is, you know what's a bummer, I ain't ever gonna beat this summer with you.
Sweet, I ain't gonna beat, no way I'm gonna beat this summer with you.
She grew up on the side of the road where the church bells ring and strong love grows. She grew up good, she grew up slow, like American honey. Steady as a preacher, free as a weed. Couldn't wait to get going, but wasn't quite ready to leave. So when I sing, pure and sweet, American honey. There's a wild, wild whisper blowing in the wind, calling out my name like a long lost friend. Oh, I miss those days as the years go by. Oh, nothing sweeter than summertime.
Lady A with American Honey on Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show. Got some good stuff on the way for you, everybody. Vince Gill, some Craig Morgan, Sawyer Brown, Martina McBride, Tim McGraw, all coming up for you. Right now, this is for Larry over in Nacoosa. Wanted to hear some George Strait. Here's The Chair on Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show.
Well, excuse me, but I think you got my chair. No, that one's not taken. I don't mind if you sit here. I'll be glad to share. Yeah, it's usually packed here on Friday night. Oh, if you don't mind, could I talk you out of a lie? Well, thank you, could I drink you a bite? Oh, listen to me, what I mean is, can I buy you a drink? Anything you please. Oh, you're welcome. Well, I don't think I caught your name.
Are you waiting for someone to meet you here? Well, that makes two of us glad you came. No, I don't know the name of the band, but they're good, aren't they? Would you like to dance? Yeah, I like the song too. It reminds me of you and me, baby. Do you think there's a chance that later on I could drive you home? No, I don't mind that. That wasn't my chair after all. Oh, I like you too, and to tell you the truth, that wasn't my chair after all.
Text and I ain't heard jack. I guess she's busy playing hard to get back. So I bought roses and her favorite wine, thinking we'd be making up in no time. But I'm parked out here on her street. Looks like the joke's on me. Sitting here, I can't believe what I just saw. Couple shadows kissing on her bedroom wall. It's looking like my plan didn't work out at all. Heartbreak turned into broke up. So now I'm finding out how a heartbreak tastes with a silver oak 1998. Drinking cab in a solo, so yeah, I thought about taking it back to the store, 'cause it's the nicest bottle that I ever paid for. But then again, if I had that money back, I'd just find a bar and go run up a tab. I could go for a whiskey, I could go for a beer, but hell, I'm already here. Sitting here, I can't believe what I just saw. Couple shadows kissing on her bedroom wall. Truck.
keeping it country in the heart of Wisconsin. Country Legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
Sing along, coming on. Baby, be my be shy, baby, set it free. Crank it up, hit me way down deep. Baby, be my love song. Baby, be my all night long. Be the buzz in my Dixie cup. My steady ride until the sun comes up. You know I really love to watch you dance. Baby, be my all, hell yeah. I'll beat a little sing-along coming on. Little sing-along coming on. Baby, be my love song. Baby, be my love song. Oh, yeah. Be my love song.
Country Legends 24-7, 105.5.
I'm the son of a third-generation farmer. I've been married 10 years to the farmer's daughter. I'm a God-fearing, hard-working combine driver, hogging up the road on my plower, chugga-lugga-lugging 5 miles an hour. On my international harvester, 3 miles of cars laying on. Like a big parade of late to work, road rage jerks shouting obscene words, flipping me the bird. Well, you may be on a state payroll, but that blacktop runs through my payload. Excuse me for trying to do my job, but this year ain't been. Back on the interstate, otherwise sit tight and be nice, and quit your honking at me that way. 'Cause I'm the son of a third generation farmer. I've been married 10 years to the farmer's daughter. I got 2 boys in the county 4-H. I'm a lifetime sponsor of the FFA. Hey, that's what I make. I make a lot of hate for a little pay. But I'm proud to say I'm a God-fearing, hard-working combine driver, hogging up the road on my plower, chugging, lugging, lugging 5 miles an hour on my international harvester. Well, I know you got your own deadlines, but cussing me won't save you no time, hoss. This big wheel wide load. Tractor, 'cause I'm the son of a third generation farmer. I've been married 10 years to the farmer's daughter. I got 2 boys in the county 4-H. I'm a lifetime sponsor of the FFA. Hey, that's what I make. I make a lot of hay for a little pay. But I'm proud to say I'm a God-fearing, hard-working combine driver, hogging up the road on my plower, chugging, lugging, lugging 5 miles an hour on my international harvester. I'm a God-fearing, hard-working combine driver, hogging up the road on my plower, chugga-lugga-lugging 5 miles an hour on my international harvester.
Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM. carol song Sunday morning. They still play on the radio. You can hear his voice from Saginaw to Houston. It echoes down the halls on Music Row. Some say John, some say Travis, some say Straight, some say Haggard, are sitting on the throne.
I've got my diesel wound up and she's running like never before. There's a speed zone ahead, but alright, I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got 10 Ford gears and a Georgie overdrive. I'm passing little white lines and my eyes are roving wide. Just passed a Jimmy and a white. I've been passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. It really seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not like some other guy. I could find one to hold me tight, but I could never make believe it's right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. ICC is a checking on down the line. I'm a little overweight and my logbook's way behind. But nothing bothers me tonight. I can dodge all the scales alright. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. My rig's a little low, but that don't mean she's slow. There's a flame from her stack and the smoke's pulling black as coal.
My hometown's coming in sight. If you think I'm happy, you're right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Country Pride, Central Wisconsin wide. Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM.
Horns are honking, I've about had it. I'm looking for an exit sign. Gotta get out of here, get it all off my mind. And like a memory from your grandpa's attic, a song comes slipping through the radio static, changing my mood. A little George Strait, 1982, and it makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel, unwind, unravel. Country, who knows? Get lost and get right with my soul. Makes me wanna take, makes me wanna take a back road. I've been cooped up, tied down, bare, forgotten what a field looks like, full of corn and cotton. If I'm gonna hit a traffic jam, well, it better be a tractor, man. I'm so sick and tired of this interstate system. I need a curve and wind, a twist and a dusty path to nowhere. With the wind blowing through my baby's hair, yeah, makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel. Unwind, unravel all night long. Makes me wanna grab my honey. Two-lane country, who knows? Get lost and get right with my soul. Makes me wanna take, makes me wanna take a back road. Some old back road. Maybe it's the feeling, or maybe it's the freedom. Maybe it's that shady spot where we park the truck when things get hot. Girl, we park the truck when things get hot. And it makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel. Unwind, unravel all night long. Makes me wanna grab you, honey. Tear down some two-lane country. Who knows? Get lost and get right with my soul. Makes me wanna take, makes me wanna take a back road. Some old back road. Get back with my soul. Now all I gotta do is take the some old back road to the shady spot where things get hot, girl. Way down, way down, way down, some old back road. We'll be right back.
said I was in my early 40s with a lot of life before me when a moment came that stopped me on a dime. I spent most of the next days looking at the x-rays, talking about the options and talking about sweet time. I asked him when it sank in that this might really be the real end. How's it hit you when you get that kind of news? Man, what'd you do? And he said, I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Blue Manchu. And I looked deeper and I spoke sweeter and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. He said, I was finally the husband that most of the time I wasn't, and I became a friend would like to have. And all of a sudden going fishing wasn't such an imposition, and I went three times that year I lost my dad. Well, I finally read the good book and I took a good long hard look at what I'd do if I could do it all again. And then I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Blue Manchu. And I looked deeper and I spoke sweeter and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you would die. And you got eternity to think about what you do with it. What did you do with it? What did I do with it? What would I do